This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk here on your AM dial or on your FM dial, as the case may be, or on your podcast, or on iHeartRadio podcast. We've just been picked up on iHeart. Special shout out to KCPX, 1490 AM in southeast Utah. Thank you for carrying us on your radio dial. I'm Todd Kunitz, sitting in for Fred Penny today, and he'll be back with us next week. Denise Dirks over to my right. Denise, how have you been for the first 2 hours?
It's been great. We've had a lot of discussion about a lot of law.
I know.
Yay.
Imagine that, talking about the law on Radio Law Talk. If you missed any of the show, the three-hour show is rebroadcast. It's uploaded as a podcast. It's available on iHeartRadio now. It's also available via our website, RadioLawTalk.com. And those usually drop about the Tuesday following a show. So the 3 hours, and each, it's a podcast, each hour is its own podcast. And so there are three separate files you can listen to, and you can hear what we did hour one, hour two. If you're on a radio station that doesn't carry us all 3 hours, you can hear what you missed.
Subscribe to that. They'll just send a little note, say, hey, are you ready to go? Go, boom. It's pretty cool.
Right. And we end up on podcasts on KHI as well. And those are actually uploaded on Saturday. I think it's around 1 o'clock.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it lasts a week, so you get a week to week.
So KHI is a radio station in Auburn, California that carries the show, and we thank them for doing that.
Yes. And so, you know, that's what we've been talking. We talk about the law and stuff here. We've had a lot of discussions about various topics. We've talked about things that have happened in Hollywood and around, but you know, look, one thing we want to remind everybody, and this is our disclaimer, do not take what we say here on Radio Law Talk as legal advice, substituting it for advice that your attorney would give you. If you have a legal issue, talk to an attorney. The only advice I can give is hire an attorney, speak to an attorney that you can speak with, taking advantage of the attorney-client privilege, taking advantage of the fact that the attorney will be listening to your issue and giving you advice specific to your issue. On this radio show, we talk about general topics of law. You note that we encourage callers, I love when callers come in and ask general questions. We never give anything specific when somebody calls in, because that is something that you would want to address with your own individual attorneys, because we're in all 50 states, and the laws of each state are different.
Plus, who wants to get involved in an attorney-client relationship on a public radio show?
You pretty much waived the confidentiality by talking about it on the radio.
Right. Hello.
So go ahead and like I said, we encourage the questions and people calling in. Just understand we don't give specific legal advice, and don't take what you hear on the podcast or on the radio waves as you wouldn't want to go into the court and say, well, Your Honor, in the landmark episode of Radio Law Talk that aired on the 3rd of August, or of October, 4th of October, whatever day we're in, you wouldn't want to do that.
The judge would say, don't listen to that show again.
Okay, and do you have any legal basis for that? Is that the one that Todd Kunitz is a host of or co-host of? Yes. Well, that immediately undercuts your...
Thanks for the warning.
So, anyway, another thing that we do here on Radio Law Talk is a thing called Case or No Case, usually at the top of the hour. We'll get to that right away. Cal, what do you got?
I got this.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
She was a young and talented girl, Christine. She lived in the Ukraine. When she was in first grade, her friend Mila stole her favorite chicken. Christine was distraught, but moved on. Then, because of pure talent and ambition, each of these girls moved to Los Angeles, California. and turns right next to each other. Christine was getting along nicely then, but to Cunis, the other girl, moved into her same neighborhood, and Christine's mind immediately reflected upon the stolen chicken. She said, I'm so upset, I'm going to have counseling. She said, just having her in the neighborhood is tantamount to emotional assault and caused her great distress. So she sought counseling and counsel to ask if her rival could be forced to move or compensate her for the counseling because of this theft 25 years ago. And so, Denise, I believe you're first this time. I'm going to ask you, case or no case?
Well, I know who Mila Kunis is. And I have absolutely no idea if this is a case or not.
Okay.
But because you're using these names of very famous people, I don't know who the Christine one is, but Mila Kunis, I know. I think there is no concept in California that allows for a lawsuit based upon emotional damages that covers a 25-year period. It just doesn't. So because of that, I'm going to say no case.
Okay. Todd, your reflection on these two Ukraine rivals fighting it out in Los Angeles?
Well, I don't know who the Christine is either, but I want to know now because I'm a big Mila Kunis fan.
You are.
And, interestingly, so for those of you who don't know who Mila Kunis is, she was in Black Swan. She played and she got her start really in that 70s show where she's only 14 years old at the time and is now married to Ashton Kutcher, who was her played her boyfriend on the show.
Talk about robbing the cradle, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
He married a cougar, and now he became one.
Well, good for them. As long as they're happy, it's all good.
Another one about Mila Kunis, though, that some people may not know, if you watch the show Family Guy, she does the voice for Meg, who on Family Guy. She wasn't the voice from the first season, but since then, she is the voice of Meg, who plays the daughter in the Griffin family on Family Guy. So
she was also in that show with the mothers, the single mother show that was super funny, like Bad Mothers at Christmas, or I can't remember what the name of the show was, but it was so funny.
Yeah. So she's got a lot of that, and based upon that recitation of her filmography, of her resume, I'm going to say that this is a real life event, but no case. Did not materialize into a case. So I can't, because I agree with Denise. I can't imagine it. You can't. What is it? The case of the Ukrainian chicken. You know, you can't sue for the theft of a chicken that happened in another country.
Well, as they say, you can't make this stuff up. And so here's the bad news. As it turns out, I did not make this stuff up. This is an actual case.
Oh my gosh!
Seriously?
Yep. Yeah. So, neither of you got any points on this, did you?
I'm going to tell you.
Christine Yacaro did sue Mila for $5,000 so she could pay for therapy, just as her music video dropped.
True story. So yet another example of artists using the legal system to promote their product.
Exactly.
Did Kunis pay $5,000?
I don't know. Kunis and husband Ashton Kutcher could not hold their tongues and recently posted an LOL-worthy video to retaliate. Whether the suit will ever hit the court remains to be seen. In the video, Kunis said she has yet to be served, so case, no result at this point. But a little publicity. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is right. True story, case or no case.
I love that one.
Isn't that good?
The case of the Kunis chicken.
East neck chicken going to be stolen bad.
In Soviet Russia, we have no chicken. We eat polar bear.
Okay, so that'll do it for the first segment of our third hour here. We're going to step away for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
But do you have any chicken question cases, any cases involving chicken coming up?
Especially if it's a McChicken. McNugget.
Oh, there's a suit there.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, all right. I walked into that one,
didn't I? I'm giving you legal advice. All right, if you stay right there, we promise we'll come right back here on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or streaming or podcasting from RadioLawTalk.com and many other sources. Thank you. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Dish TV is better than...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Where is my lawyer? We come back and we intro this to this boys are weird. And I don't know, after some of the lawsuits we've talked about today, I'm feeling defamed. I'm feeling slandered.
There could be money in that. However, you'll have to file a suit against somebody's grandchildren for that.
It's not the grandkids. It's I don't know. They weren't the one that hit play on that soundbite.
Are you suggesting somehow by me merely pointing out a this one?
But, boys are weird.
Okay, how about this one? See if this one offends you.
Todd has kitty.
Well, truth is a defense.
What does Todd's cat see?
Well, come on.
Todd has a kitty.
You can't get in trouble for those because truth is a defense.
Are you serious?
No, never. Okay, so.
No point in that.
A while ago. So those of you who remember, a very tragic incident happened in Las Vegas. This was the outdoor concert, over 20,000 people in attendance. And it's the Las Vegas shooter that happened at the MGM Resorts International Hotel. And there was the shooter, I think it was up on, the 16th, 20th floor, something like that, and had military-style weapons. And tragically, several people lost their lives. Thousands were injured as a result of this. The gunman took his own life, escaping justice and
escaping everybody ever knowing why.
Exactly. It's still unclear what precipitated all of this. And so we've been following this case ever since it happened, specifically with regard to what we anticipated to be the lawsuits that would arise at us. But, Cal, you're looking like you have a question.
I'm just wondering if the great eternal judge said, what are you doing here? He said, well, sir, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I mean, I don't know what kind of justification a shooter like that could ever put out there that would make any sense to anyone anyway, and that's our problem in our society. We seek closure from a crazy person who can't give us anything satisfactory. Obviously not.
Yeah.
What would justify it, even if he said, somebody ran over my cat? Nothing would. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, but I think that if you understand the motivation, then it does give us comfort that in the future we might notice something like that or be able to avoid something like that.
I suppose.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It's just really maddening when a perpetrator like that takes away the victim's rights to know.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point. This is a horribly sad situation, disgusting, and what could he say to any of those victims that would make them think, oh, I get that. Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's so true.
We will never know.
Right.
And so the way the law works, the way the law happens is we will never know. And the best thing that they can try sometimes is to see if they can attach at a minimum a monetary compensation to help make up for the loss or the damage. We call those damages. And in this case here, in this incident, the MGM sort of got off on the wrong foot. They had a legal strategy in mind, but the first real legal maneuvering in all of this started off, it was within, I want to say, 6 months of the incident. They actually filed preemptive lawsuits trying to limit the number of potential plaintiffs based upon a legal theory. And look, we're not going to get into what the legal theory was or whether or not they were legally justified or on solid footing or whatever. That the fact is, from an optic standpoint, it just looks really bad when it is your location where people were killed and you're the first one to fire the legal salvo out there to try to limit your damages. It just looks untoward. Well, that was a while ago, and there's been a class action lawsuit since filed by the families
victims.
Of the victims and the victims themselves. And the settlement was just approved in that case by the judge. And what was that settlement, Denise?
$800 million.
That is a hefty chunk of change.
And that's a good amount. And there's more than, I think, if I'm right, I think there was, how many people died in this? Was it 53 or something? And then there was so many more that were injured.
The total number of recipients of this $800 million award, and it's not split evenly. Obviously, there were 58 people killed.
There we go.
But this lawsuit involves over 4,400 plaintiffs who were either direct victims or family members of direct victims.
Which raises my question. How can there be this many deceased, this many injured, and yet 4,000 people suing? But obviously they were related in some
way. Yeah, it's family. Wrongful death suits or,
And you figure there were there were over 20,000 people in attendance at that concert.
How many different lawyers?
Well, once they get the class action lawsuit and the notice goes out, then the next question is, do they want to opt out? And I think that they said they had very few people opt out of this lawsuit.
Yeah, and that, I think, was a strategy of MGM in the very first place by having the preemptive strike and making their lawsuit. I think it was, one, to get, because they had a purported defense in the insurance contract that said that if the security company had been provided with terrorism type training, then there would be immunity. And so they brought that one first, which was not taken well by anybody. It was very much not taken well. So I think in this case, MGM itself paid $49 million, but the insurance companies, plural, will pay $751 million. So they paid the bulk. I think it really was a preemptive strike, but it was to get the insurance companies involved in this settlement, because I think they had to do that.
Well, I'm sure the insurance company stepped up and said, let's see, 4,000 plaintiffs seems like a bargain. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but don't you think? Because they have reinsurance. Everybody's rates are going to go up, I'm sure, but they have reinsurance and so on, don't they, when they've settled something like that and they don't have the cash reserves?
Sure.
Yeah.
58 people killed. 850 people injured that weren't killed. This is a $800 million settlement.
Wow.
To go to the 4,400 that includes the direct victims plus the family members of those and
other people in attendance.
Yes. And so that's what happened there, and hopefully this, to the extent that it can, will allow folks to move on and get some sort of closure or assistance with their injuries, whether they be physical or mental or both. And we will be back after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctor is not exactly sure when the president will be released from Walter Reed Medical Center, but Dr. Sean Conley says the president is feeling good.
The quote he left us with was, "I feel like I could walk out of here today," and that was a very encouraging comment from the president.
Conley continues,
"He's doing so well, but with a known course of the illness,
Day 7 to 10, we get really concerned about the inflammatory phase 2.
California fire crews are deploying water-dropping helicopters to make a defensive stand against flames in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region as the forecast calls for a return of dangerous high winds over the rest of the weekend. More than 2,500 firefighters battling the Glass Fire. The Glass Fire started last week and is 75 miles north of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk.
And we are in the home stretch here, hour number three, halfway through hour number three. Todd Kunin here, filling in for Fred Penny in the driver's seat. I'm normally over to the left in the co-host seat. And I'm nowhere near the position of prominence that Denise Dirks occupies. Denise, if somebody wants to participate in the show with a good take, how do they do that?
You can participate by calling 855-529-7234, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag us at Radio Law Talk, and you can also contact Cal through info@radiolawtalk.com. And that way,
and I know Cal,
give him ideas for case or no case.
Cal is just waiting with bells on, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I got bated breath, which means my breath smells like worms. I mean, I am ready.
Boy, I realize a huge mistake in this era. Huge mistake in this era of wearing masks. So just take this. We'll call this Tips from Todd.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me bring up the deep thought music.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll give you an intro. And now, Tips from Todd.
If you are wearing a mask and you know that you'll be doing speaking in front of a group and wearing that mask for a while, it is never advisable to eat a Taco Bell bean burrito shortly before that incident.
Or garlic linguine.
Yes, because you'll become painfully aware of your own
shortcomings
in that regard.
That goes in the, you have to have a poor sense of smell and
yes. talk about encouraging social distancing.
And now thoughts from Todd. Thank you.
Thoughts from Todd.
Very nice.
We can't, guess we can't call it tips from Todd. That could be too easily.
No, either way.
Yes.
So anyway,
yeah, I was thinking Todd's tips.
Look, you know,
it doesn't work.
You know, Subway restaurants, they have taken some hits in the past, okay? Their spokesperson turned out to be not so great a guy. They got called on the carpet because their footlong long sandwiches were not really, in many cases, a foot long. You know,
that was just a metaphorical term.
It reminds me of the infamous Lionel Hutz, who was the attorney on the show The Simpsons, voiced by the late Phil Hartman, whom I loved. Phil Hartman was awesome.
Very talented man.
And he played Lionel Hutz, and he says, "This I have more faith in this case since the time I filed a class action lawsuit against the producers of the film The Never Ending Story." Which most definitely had an end.
What were they thinking?
You know. So, but Subway has really, they just had a rough go of it, okay? Although I'm sure that the shareholders and, you know, the CEO, they're still making a pretty penny on this. Well, they have run into some more legal trouble.
Yeah, legal this time in Ireland.
Oh, in the great country of Ireland. What happened to Subway over in Ireland there, Denise?
Well, there is a tax. It's called a VAT tax.
A VAT tax. Tell us all about that, and do I have to have a drink?
Meaning value added.
Yes. More or less. It's like whether or not this is like a staple. Right? So is
the food a staple to the diet?
Right.
Now, bread normally is considered a staple.
Correct.
But what happened with Subway?
The Irish court found that it was not a staple because it had too much sugar in it.
Talk about splitting hairs here, right?
So well, let's see. They literally made the finding that Subway sandwich bread is not bread.
That's more than 2 grams something like that?
I think it's 2% of the weight of the flour.
2%.
Yes, and theirs was like 10 times that amount, or 5 times that amount.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, look, if I go to Subway, and they're, if I go to Subway, essentially, if they're adding too much sugar, it's not bread, it's a cake. Okay.
But think about this. Here you are. You go have a beef sandwich with a lot of lettuce and tomato. You think, I'm going to have a nice, healthy lunch. And what do you have? I'll have some sugar on my beef, please.
Yeah, it is. I was surprised by this.
Am I really eating fresh?
No, you're not. You're eating sugar.
It's fresh sugar.
It's fresh sugar.
Has to be made sometime.
So I love it. I love that the Irish court found that the bread is not.
You're throwing the McDonald's slogan. I'm loving it. So you're throwing. Are you cross contaminating slogans from fast food places, Denise?
What's the slogan for Subway?
Eat fresh.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yes. Subway, eat fresh. That's why I said, am I eating fresh? And you're saying, no, they got hammered. You're loving it. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
And there's not one that says, if you're feeling like you'd like to just talk with someone, give Jared a call in prison.
Oh, he is in prison.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's out yet. But
no, he's going to be in prison for
but
a while.
But he's not tried yet, correct?
No, he's been tried. He was found guilty.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He is tried in, as Van Halen would say, tried and convicted, winner take all. He is in prison. He actually didn't go to trial. He pled.
Oh, okay.
He entered a plea.
I mean, the point is the case is resolved, and he's now serving out a term, right?
So yes, you know, everyone's always trying. You know that Subway's got to be saying, everyone's always trying to steal me Lucky Charms when they lose in Ireland. Can you tell that I watched TV as a kid in the 80s?
This is the hazard when you become a prosperous company. Everyone is out looking for a way. I mean, not everyone. Many people are out looking for a way to wheedle into your company and take what you've worked to get. I mean, look at Walmart. Look at Microsoft. Look at Apple. The number of lawsuits filed against those people would stagger you, I think. Don't you think, Denise?
Yeah, I just think it's, in this particular case, Subway's the one that initiated it because they were trying to avoid this tax.
How did it work for them?
It did not work well. It did not work well. But it's really funny because when you think about it, a Subway store, if you have to tax all your customers, then your customers are paying more for your product.
Right.
So I understand why they did it.
But I'd like you to think about this. You're in Ireland. You're going to a court run by the government, and the government wants to take more money from you. Gee, who's going to win that? Let me think about this.
Yeah, are you saying the deck is stacked against you?
I'm just saying perhaps you should reconsider.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you know, that's what happens when you let the intern decide what lawsuit you do. So Subway, you know, Subway had a bit of a difficulty. It doesn't change the fact they still got a NASCAR team. So
and a good sandwich.
Yes, and a good sandwich. I'm sorry. I fine, give me the extra 10% of sugar. I'm okay with that, you know, as long as I get my chicken, bacon, teriyaki, whatever it is. So, or their new ribs. Ooh, you can tell we've been doing this show for 2.5 hours.
I like the meatballs.
Because I'm starting to get hungry.
Uh-oh.
You know? Oh, but they did stop. They stopped serving roast beef.
What?
There's, because of COVID, their supply of roast beef, so they stopped serving about 4 different types. And it was the type my kid likes to eat. And so
yum.
I've had to actually start cooking at the house, which is always a dangerous proposition. Yeah. How to know it's done? Well, the smoke alarm's going off.
Means nothing. Don't worry about it.
So let's pivot from that to another one. Now, this one is kind of near and dear to my heart. Some of you may know, in addition to practicing law and being on Radio Law Talk, I also do acting and voiceover work. And one of the jobs that I had, if you ever play the video game WWE 2K19, I am Baron Blade on that show. And on that video game, it's in the My Career mode. I'm in about a third of it. And, well, you know, WWE and the company that makes the WWE 2K game, they're in a little bit of legal trouble. Somebody is suing them. And you'll never guess who. Who is it, Denise? Who is suing WWE?
Todd Kunin?
Not you.
It is a tattoo artist.
A tattoo artist suing?
Yes.
Say it isn't so.
It is so fun. I love this story. I love it. What? So WWE is making these sleeve-type sheer... arm,
like fake tattoo.
Yeah,
things.
So that you can have a sleeve, like a tattoo sleeve, and it's based on one of their artists, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, huge WWE.
Yes.
And so
it's got tats all the way down both arms.
And so the tattoo artist that put the ink on Randy Orton's arms is now suing because A, and I hold up the number one, because one, WWE is marketing these sleeves that you can wear that mirror what art Randy Orton has in his arms, but they're also suing because when they released the WWE 2K video game, the video likeness of Randy Orton with the character also has those, and the tattoo artist is saying, I own the copyright for that.
Well, wait, yeah. did he make, when he put them on his sleeve, did he make a little C down in the corner?
I don't know. But they're suing for that. So, we'll talk a little bit about this.
This is going to be interesting because it's very much like akin to where the graffiti artists.
Right. Yes.
It's very similar to that kind of a concept where how much control does the artist have over their reproductions of their artwork, even if it's body art?
I didn't know you could copyright body art. That's an interesting concept, is it not?
And the kicker on this isn't a new suit. The judge just got the plaintiff past summary judgment and said, this is a trial issue, not something I can punt. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
You know, I hear this music that we run into in this last segment, that little beat there and stuff. I feel like I've got to get up and drop one and do all that. And then I remember that if I did, I'd probably throw my back out again. So I'll just, I won't force others to watch that. We were talking about WWE in this lawsuit. So essentially, the tattoo artist who put the ink and did the artwork on Randy Orton's arm, he is a wrestler for the WWE. She is taking the WWE and also Take-Two Entertainment, which is the company that produces the WWE 2K video game. She is taking them to task because of what she claims is the unauthorized and copyright infringing images that appear in the video game and on separate sleeves that are sold for people that want to, you know, wear just a little sleeve on their arm with the tattoos that look like Randy Orton's.
How distinctive is it? I mean, can you see it from across the room and go, well, obviously that's...
Well, it's interesting that you would raise that issue because summary judgment was filed by, you know, obviously the defense and the plaintiff, and one of the motions for summary judgment by the plaintiff, by the tattoo artist, was Judge, we want you to rule that it is settled that 2K Interactive and WWE did in fact copy my work. Putting aside whether or not it's valid copyright infringement under the law, we just want to prove that this was my work and what is on the game and on the sleeves is identical. They copied this work.
Obvious work. They're saying this is obvious.
Yes. So she had asked actually the judge to make a finding that it was copyright infringement, but the court didn't go that far. The court found that it was actual copy of her work, but did not find a copyright infringement.
So to answer your question about whether or not it was distinctive with the work, well, the court found that it was. Yes, what I see in the video game, what I see in the sleeves, is the same as what I see on the arm, and that's the work that you did.
So to ask my first question, did you copyright that, and if so, how?
This is the six tattoos. It include tribal tattoos. It include a Bible verse on his arm, a dove, a rose, and a skull. And she created all of those images.
Yes. Now, look, here's a couple of things that I think might be difficult going forward. For example, she knew the medium on which she was going to be putting these tattoos. She knew she was going to put them on a wrestler who was going to appear on a television show, WWE Raw, WWE SmackDown, and that these images were going to be broadcast. I don't think that she had got any compensation from WWE for that, nor did she seek any copyright infringement for her images showing up on somebody else's television show.
Did she get a credit?
Didn't get any credits there. So she knew that that was the case. So the question is, to what extent have you maybe waived your copyright protections if you have agreed that this can be in the public forum? Because now you're just picking and choosing what forums you'll agree that it can go into and not. I think that's going to be a defense here.
Great question.
But the judge said whether or not it is or is not, that's for a jury to decide.
Yeah, exactly. But I dispute that because I see it as a difference between visibility and reproduction. And if it's replication, however you want to say that. And I see that what WWE and the other defendant has done is actually replicated in its entirety her work of art, as opposed to her knowing it was going to be visual in a public sense.
So I would move this to another realm, and I would say, well, let's look at this, Todd's argument. Let's look at this like a song. So the Beatles write a song, and it's played on the radio. Have they given up their rights to copyright by the fact that that song is played on the radio? If somebody else copies that and releases the same song, is the fact that it played in a public venue on the radio, is that giving up their copyright?
Well, usually there's a licensing agreement or some kind of a use, a right of use,
right,
that's done. And in this case, that was the argument of Artin, was that he didn't sign any licensing agreement. He didn't, do that type of a thing. And so...
Do tattoo artists do that? I've never had a tattoo. Well, just the one big one. But I've never...
I think the big difference here is that, if in the case of your... The Beatles write a song and they get it released and it goes out there. Now, does the radio station, your radio guy, does the radio station have to pay any fee?
Have to pay rights fees for that from ASCAP, BMI, and
so the artist is getting some sort of compensation as a result of that because they have turned over their licensing to ASCAP, BMI, and then the radio station pays. So they are getting paid even though it's not being played for free.
Wow.
Right? As minimal as it is on the radio station, there's some compensation going, as minor as it might be. But the big difference that I see here is that in all of those examples, the medium, the vinyl on which the record was pressed, or the CD, the medium, the radio station, all that, was not a sentient being that could make its own decisions. But for copyright and for tattoos, when you put ink on another person that is a human being, you do not gain an ownership possessory interest in that person, which is essentially what she's arguing.
Oh, you can't have control of
the
arm.
No, I don't agree.
I think that's exactly...
She
is saying that Randy Orton can or cannot do something with his body. What happened to my body, my choice?
No, she's saying that, especially with the sleeves. The sleeves for me are a clear issue because that's not Randy Orton doing it. That is a copy of his arms and the art on his arms for economic profit.
Why can't Randy Orton,
because it's his arms, say, I agree with that. I authorize that.
And I paid for that tattoo, by the way.
Yeah.
Did he not pay for it?
It's his arm. I mean, show me the contract for the tattoo where it says, by the way, I'm putting this stuff on your arms, but you don't have sole right and control over how this is photographed or reproduced or anything like that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun because this is akin to 5 points that we talked about many years ago, about three years ago. It's also kind of similar to the Brad Pitt case for the artwork that was done in his home.
That's true. All of which, by the way, you can find on our podcast.
Yes.
So the 5 points is the New York building. That's right.
It's the one that comes in the five different boroughs.
Right.
And now it's gone, unfortunately. It's been demolished and it was whitewashed.
So you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember? It was a couple of years ago.
Wait. Oh, what if he decided to have it removed off of his arm? Could she sue him for damages?
So, if it was like 5 points and he decided to go and do tattoo removal, would she be able to file an injunction
right.
Say, you can't remove that because it's my artwork?
No, because I don't think the artwork is the concept. The artwork's not the arms. There's a distinction that I think can be made.
But he's whitewashing. What if he chooses to never be in public without wearing sleeves again, and he will only wear white shirts? He has now whitewashed his arms, which is what happened in the 5 points
exactly
case.
Exactly right.
And she sues him because you cannot cover my artwork with your fashion choice.
I'm just looking for parallels.
You know
here.
What? We've got an update that we do have to get to really quickly.
What is that?
That's the Johnny Depp. I think it was two weeks ago, we talked about Johnny Depp trying to get a continuance in the defamation trial so that he could actually pursue and film the Beast show.
Fabulous Beast. Yes.
Right?
And Amber Heard wanted to continue it also because she was doing Aquaman 2.
That's right. But we were really wondering whether or not the court would. And you know what? We were right. We said the court would not grant the continuance on that basis. They would grant the continuance because of COVID and they can't have jury trials. So, Radio Law Talk was right.
We called it. They got the continuance, but not for the reasons they wanted. And that leads us to quick takes.
Oh, you want a quick take, do you? Okay,
yeah,
here we go. Who wants
quick.
To go first?
I'll go first on quick takes.
All right, here we go, Mr. Kunin. And quick takes, by the way, a quick summary of the whole Radio Law Talk show. Oh, no, go. Okay, Todd, go ahead.
Quick take.
So my not-so-quick take back when...
on Radio Law Talk, and some we didn't get to.
Disclaimer take.
There we go. I don't know why
Back when George Lucas was given his AFI award, Carrie Fisher spoke at that, and she talked about George Lucas's foresight in keeping the rights to all of the images. And she said the problem with that is pretty much now every time I look at myself in the mirror, I owe George Lucas a couple of bucks because he owns the rights. That was said in jest. This Randy Orton lawsuit is a lawsuit to actually enforce the same type of right.
Hmm. All right, Denise, I'll bet you have a quick take.
What would
that be?
Kelly Clarkson is going through a divorce, and she has now been sued by her soon-to-be former in-laws. And that just proves mixing of business with family is never a good idea.
Never. Especially a family that's always temporary in show business, isn't it?
It is. You know, and Kelly Clarkson's probably thinking, since you've been gone, I don't owe you those commissions. That'll do it for us here on Radio Law Talk on this fine Saturday. If you missed anything, go ahead and check our podcast. You can get all 3 hours. That should drop by next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next Saturday, folks.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.